Today's share of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Taf Mem Zayin, and we are the last line of the Ramah in Sif Dalid on page Chav Gimel Amud Bais. And the Ramah was just telling us that the halacha in the Minhag Olam regarding the issue of Chozer V'Ne'ar is as follows. Let's say you have a Taroves that is lach belach. For example, beer gets mixed into wine, beer obviously being chametz, and it's batel b'shishim before Pesach, so you're allowed to eat it before Pesach. But what's the story with it if it was left around until Pesach? So it's a machlokas whether we say chozer v'ne'or or not. So we paskin that when it comes to lach belach such as this, that once it is batel, it's not going to re-arouse itself. It's not going to awaken, if you will, the Yisr to Aser B'Kol Shehu because it was already batel b'shishim before Pesach. Before Pesach, chametz is batel b'shishim when you have a mixture of lach b'lach. It's only on Pesach that we say it's Aser B'Kol Shehu, any small amount. So once it was batel, we say eino chozer v'ne'or. However, with regard to something that is a taroves of not lach b'lach, like for example, that we just had with beer falling into wine or let's say breadcrumbs cooking up in a pot and getting dissolved in it, that's all considered like lach belach, and that is the halacha. It's batel b'shishim before Pesach. It would be aser b'kol shehu, the taroves, if it fell in on Pesach. And the minhag ha'olam, as the Rama says, no'agin kesvar rishona, that if it was already batel before Pesach and left around, it is okay, and you don't have to worry about the taroves reawakening. Eino chozer v'ne'or. That's only by a taroves of lach belach, where the item goes in and it gets totally mixed up and it's no longer recognizable as a separate entity. However, what about yavesh b'yavesh? For example, if you have, let's say, a kosher l'pesach, two kosher l'pesach pitas and a chametz dika pita got mixed up with the three and they all look the same, you don't know which one is which. So there, even though we hold it's even batel berov on Erev Pesach, there we say you can't leave it around. And if you leave it around, It's usher, and for sure you can't eat any of it on Pesach. There is a manda amar that says you could leave it around, but for sure if you cook them together on Pesach, when it's yavesh b'yavesh, it will then re-arouse. The basic difference is that in this case, even though it was batel before Pesach, we know on Pesach that we could see that there's three distinct pieces, and we recognize all three of them, and we know that one of them is definitely chametz, we just don't know which one. So in that case, we say that since it's clearly still around, it's not like it got totally mixed together physically, it's just as considered a mixture based on the fact that you don't know which is which. So there we say, although it's batel berov on Erev Pesach, it's going to be re-aroused, pashtus, on Pesach itself. And again, the consensus seems to be not like the second approach in Mishnah Berurah Lamed Gimel, but that there would be a chozer v'ne'or, and you could not even keep it around going into Pesach. If it was batel, you have to eat it up before Pesach. Anyway, then the Rama continues. Now we're continuing on. O sheyesh lachosh le taroves. Where else do you have to be machmir? You also have to be machmir if you're concerned that there's a taroves left in there going into Pesach. What does this mean? You go pas shenaf al yayin. What happens if you have on Erev Pesach bread fell into wine? So afal pisha natalo misham. Even though you took the bread out, aser the Pesach. It's going to be usher that wine on Pesach. What's the concern? The chayshinan shema nisharu bo perurin. We're concerned that maybe some of the bread remained, because it's a piece of bread, and maybe a little bit of the bread remained in the wine, and therefore it will be nosnin tam, it will give tam on Pesach. So what does this all mean? Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sif katon lamed dalet, afal pi shenetalo misham, ritzon alomar konu haPesach. Even though you took the bread out before Pesach, still, it's going to be aser on Pesach. Why? Look at Mishnah Berurah Lamed Hey, aser for Pesach. Haynu lishtoso. It's going to be aser to drink such wine. Aval muter bahana. But it's going to be permitted to benefit from it. Umikol shekein, the muter l'kaimo. For sure, you can keep it around. Kevan shu rak chashash ba'alma. It's a concern. You don't know that bread was left in there. You know, for all you know, it fell in and you pulled it out. And there's no bread that's now in that wine. But in terms of being choshesh, you have to be choshesh and be machmir to not to drink it from a safek. However, when it comes to Hana and Shia, they weren't machmir. Sif katan lamed vav. the chayshino. So what are you chayshish? Maybe nisharu lo perurin. Maybe there's these little pieces of bread in there. It's all omar. What's the concern? The mishum hatam sheyesh b'hayayin al yedei hapas shenishra b'socha. Says we're concerned that the tam that is in the wine, that is in the wine, based on the pas that the wine went into and got soaked in. So lo hayu osrin. You not aser. Why? Da tam kvar nizbatel b'shishim. Because that tam, the tam of whatever bread fell in and you pulled out, that for sure is batel v'shishim, kodem ha-Pesach, before Pesach, ve'eino chozer v'neyor. And that's not going to go ahead and re-arouse itself. Because we're not concerned. Everyone holds that just tam alone does not re-arouse itself. The only even shaila we have by lach alach, even though a minhag is to be mekel, is if, let's say, the beer is mixed up with the wine and it's all still in there. But here, you pulled out the bread. So you're not worried about the tam of the bread that might still be in the wine re-arousing itself. But what is the concern? Rak dechayshin and shema nisharu az perurin. The concern is, as we said, that maybe some of the bread is left in the wine. Be'ez anatila, meaning you didn't get it all. So there might be some little bitsy pieces of bread that was left in there, because it's like, that's what the bread is. Vayim achronim sheskimu, and check out the achronim that they all agree, only machmir when there was no sifting and there was no draining and sifting of the wine. Meaning, what happens if you sifted out the wine? You poured the wine into a sieve and all the wine comes through, and for sure any bread that would have been left in there would have been caught. So then there's obviously no concern, because then the only issue is the tam, and you don't have to worry about the tam re-arousing itself on Pesach. So he says, "Va'av she Pesach, she'va Pesach sinino." Now, the fact that you might go ahead and want on Pesach to drink it, and therefore what will you do on Pesach? You'll go ahead and you will put it in a sieve to, you know, hold back any bread particles that might be in there. Lo mahani, that's not going to help. Why? The kvar nesar al yedei ha-pirurin tekef tzkilas ha-Pesach, because it already got usher that wine based on the perurin that were left in there as soon as Pesach arrived. Once there is even a minimal amount of bread in there, when Pesach arrives, so then we say that this time even of mashu, shishim is not going to be mevatelit. So therefore, even going in and sifting out the bread once Pesach arrives is not going to help. If you sifted out the bread before Pesach arrived, there's no problem, because then all there is tam. The tam is batel, shishim, and you're okay. But if the concern here is there was no going ahead and putting it in a sieve before Pesach, then even if you put it in a sieve on Pesach, it's not going to help. Because what are we concerned about? We're concerned about bread that might have been in there. And bread that might have been in there, even little easy pieces, is not going to be batel, because any kosher of tam on Pesach itself is going to ask the mixture. So he says, Avalim sinenu shari, but if you did go ahead and put it in a sieve, and you did drain it through a sieve, it's going to be permitted the wine after nishra me'es la'es, even if it was soaking a full 24 hours. What does he mean, even if it was soaking a full 24 hours? Because if it soaks, something soaks 24 hours, that's when there is blia and plikta. That is when there's an extraction of the iser and absorption of the iser into the new item that it got mixed with. So he's saying, even though there was a leaving of the wine around for 24 hours, once you went ahead and you sifted it out and you put it in a sieve before Pesach, so then all there is tam again, and therefore we say im yesh shishim, continuing on in the brackets, im yesh shishim b'yayin neged kol hapas, at the 60 in the wine keneged versus whatever bread fell in there, then it's totally going to be okay, because since you put it through a sieve and there's definitely no particles left, so once again we say bitel b'shishim, and it's not going to be chozer v'nir. You don't have to be concerned at all that it's going to go ahead and re-arouse itself, because all there is tam. And he says v'dafka b'yayin shehu tzolul u'mistanein al yedei misanenes. He says we're specifically talking about wine that is clear and that gets totally sifted out with a misanenet, with a sieve, where the shenakaveha dakin ma'ot. It's obviously talking about a very, very, good sieve where the holes are very, very tiny, so that any pieces of bread is going to be held back. Right? Obviously, if it's a big sieve, like a sifter, it's like it's just like a regular sifter. So a regular sifter, a lot of times, okay, will have holes that are too big. And then if you pour the wine through, that's not going to help because the bread's going to fall through also. That's pretty obvious. And that's what he says. It has to be dakin ma'ot, she'iyev shar, even small little crumbs of bread, the piray pas, lavor de'arsham. Aval im nafala pas, b'mei devash, shelefavim heim avim, ve'eino over, ela b'masanenes, shenekaveha ein an dakin kolkach. He says, what happens if the bread fell into this type of mead? Mead vash is like a type of honey, mead, M-E-A-D, which is a type of alcoholic beverage. And sometimes it's thick, and it's not going to go through such a sieve because the nikaver einam dakin kol kach, because the holes, okay, are not that, okay. It's only going to go through. There's such a mead. The only way you're going to be able to get it through a sieve is if the sieve has the holes are a little bigger. Because otherwise it won't go through, because it's a thicker type of liquid. Then, in other words, if you have to put through a sieve, a thick type of beverage, like med, is it pronounced med or mead? I don't know. M-E-A-D. Then it's not going to help putting it through that type of sieve, because the same way the mead, med, whatever you want to call it, goes through the holes, so too the bread will go through it, and you have the same problem that you're going to have some of that chash, that some of the bread will be in there at the onset of Pesach. Sivkot Lamed Zayin. The concern, what he said, is Nisharu Bo Perurin, that some of the Perurin, some of the bread will remain in the liquid. Vafilu Lokach Koidem Pesach. Even if he took it out before Pesach, Me Osa Chavin Siyayin LaAchar Shahosi Hapas Mimenu. Even if you went ahead and took it out before Pesach from that barrel of wine, after you already took out the pas from it, and meaning you took the wine out, after you took the bread out, and you went ahead and mixed it into another barrel of wine, gamkein nesar kula, still going to aser everything. Because once again, Shema Nafal HaPirurin Gam Sha, because maybe the Pirurin went also from there into the next barrel. Sifkatan Lamed Ches, V'nosnin Tam B'Pesach. Finally, last Sifkatan in this Sif. V'af D'Bitzoynein Yesh Harbei Matirim. He said like this. What are we concerned about here? We're concerned about bread giving its Tam into a liquid that's cold. So what's the problem? Things don't give off tam. Solids don't give off tam to liquids if you pull it out, or even if you leave it in there, unless it's either hot. During the year, the only time, let's say, something gets usser. Let's say you have a little usser piece of meat. Let's say a little pig. A little piggy falls into a bowl of chicken soup, right? So you pull it right out. So if it's hot, so then you need to have shishim connected to the pig. But if it's cold and you pull it out right away, so then it's not a problem. Even if you pull it out after 12 hours, it's not going to be a problem, because at that point, there's no blia, there's no absorption of the iser into the soup, because the soup is not hot. Only after 24 hours, that's what's called kavish kemavusha. We'll see more about that tomorrow. If it's soaked for 24 hours, like a pickling process, then there's going to be a blia, there's going to be an absorption of the iser into the heter. So that's what he says. He says, so what's the concern here? He says, even though if it's cold, but saying this, let's say this wine is cold, yesh harbe matirim, there are many that are matir, lekaman besim tav sam zayin sifyud beis, hacha lekulei alma aser. Here it's for sure going to be aser. Why? Because what's the concern? The concern is that the bread from yesterday that you pulled out might still be in there. And if that's the case, Mayri Sha'avar Me Ace La Ace. We're talking about where the bread hung out in there for at least 24 hours. Minafilas hapas ad achshav. It's going to be 24 hours. Again, our concern is that maybe there's a little bread in there. So what's the problem? There's a little bread in there, and that little bread that remained in there from the before Pesach was in there for 24 hours. Once in there for 24 hours, it gives off tam. And any amount of tam on Pesach is going to aser. So that's the concern. Ulefi, right? The Ma'ir Sha'avah Me'ez La'ez Minafilas ad achshav. And he says, the Magen Avraham, Ulefi Ma'ashav Mevor Lekama Minsim and Tav Samal Zayin Sif Yud Beis in the Mishnah Berurah. What we see there coming up in Tav Samach Zayin Sif Yud Beis, in the name of the Achronim, Mishnah Berurah brings down Sif Katan Samach Beis. Dim Nafal Prusas Lechem Metoch Mayim BePesach. If a piece of bread falls into water on Pesach, Lekulei Alma Aser. According to everyone, it's going to be Aser. Why Mishum De Darko Lisparer? Because the Derech is for it to go ahead and break off a little bit, and some of it, you know, fall into the water, even when you pull out the bread, ulios nomas betochamayim, and therefore it's going to get dissolved inside the water. Vafilu sinamayim lo mahani, and even going ahead and sifting out with a sieve the bread particles from the water is not going to help because it totally dissolves in there. So hachanami afilu leka me'es le'es. Then therefore here also, even what? Even if there is no 24 hours Me'ez from the time Shenafal HaPas L'Toch HaYayin. In other words, according to those that are machmer later on, that when it comes to Pesach, any bread that is in water, any bread that is in liquid or wine or water, is going to automatically be a problem on Pesach, even if there is no Kavisha, even if there is no 24 hours of soaking, and even if there wasn't 24 hours from the time the bread fell in and you pulled it out before Pesach, it's still going to be all right. Even if it's not Eis La'Eis Shenafal HaPas, from when the pas fell in, the Toch HaYayin into the wine, Kamkeinos is going to be Aser. Except, in Losh HaSinanu, unless, once again, he put it through a sieve, Kodem Pesach, to Azma Shenamas Batel B'Shishim, because then, whatever was what, whatever was dissolved into the liquid, is still going to be, you know, it's still going to be particles that got dissolved, it's not going to be totally, right, liquefied, so it's going to get caught in a very, very dark, in a very, very dark, where the holes of the sieve are very, very tiny. So therefore, imshah avazuma shall make dvash. And now he says, so that would be batal b'shishim in that case if he sieved out the bread beforehand. But now he says imshah hazuhuma shall make dvash b'napa shenafu b'kamach. If a person went ahead and takes out all the gook from the made vash, from the med, benapa, shenafu, but kemach, with this sifter that you went ahead and sifted out the flour. So he says, shari, lishtoso, be pesach, it's going to be okay to drink it on Pesach, the batel b'shishim, because then it's going to be batel b'shishim, da'avi, lach, lach, it's going to be batel b'shishim for Pesach. And as we said yesterday, in a lach, lach, even if there is going to be mamushus that dissolves in there, if it's shishim, you do not say chozer v'nir by lach b'lach, because it dissolved in there, and therefore you'd be able to go ahead and drink it on Pesach. Now, just as a little bit of an intro to tomorrow, some very important halachas to be introduced to. We already discussed the issue of kavush hareyu kimavushal, that normally we say, in general, in principle, when it comes to other isurim, for sure, that there is no absorption of Isser into Heter unless an item soaks in it. If it's a cold liquid, a non-Yad Saletis Bo liquid, it's not going to absorb, the Isser is not going to absorb into the liquid. Or vice versa, if the liquid is Usser, it's not going to absorb into the item in terms of Ablia unless it hung out Me'ez La'Eis, unless it was in there. The item was in there, may ace lace. Again, we're not talking about where there might be grooves and cracks, where you're afraid the water might still be in there, and if it's usser, but for sure, if you're talking about something that's usser that falls into heter liquid, okay, but other isurim, it's only when it's been there for 24 hours, or the seer, that which it was soaking in, if it is something like a sauce that was like made up of salt water and things like that, then even less than 24 hours, in the amount of time that it takes to like roast things and things like that, then it would become us. But in terms of a general mixing into cool liquid, it would take 24 hours for there to be what's called blia, absorption of the isser into the heter. Masha Enkein is something else called malicha, where you do that like for kashering blood, malicha, but malicha also is a absorbs and pulls out. It will pull out Isser and put it into the other item. So it does that in a way similar to when you have two items that are roasting next to each other, where we say the Isser and the Heter, all right, will Asser the other item, Kidei Klipa. Now, even though by Sli, we're Machmir more than just the Klipa, the outer peel, we go Kidei Natila, that's the size of a thumbprint we have to peel off. When it comes to Malicha, Malicha will only Asser up until Kidei Klipa. So it comes out like this. Malicha, items that are salted, very salted, that will go ahead and pull Isser into Heter if it's heavily salted, but only up to Kidei Klipa. If something is soaked, so then it's going to only be an issue if we're dealing with a regular type of liquid. If it was in there for 24 hours, and when once it's in there for 24 hours, it doesn't only ask for Kidei Klipa, then it's like it was cooked. It was like the whole item
will get absorbed with the Isser, not just the Kidei Klipa or the Kidei Natila, Adkan.